turning to the Orphan Mentality Podcast. And today, you will listen to Danida Ogandaga. She will guide you into freedom from abusive relationships and emotional hurts. So please join us today in this timely broadcast.
So happy to be back. I'm coming back to you all as a mother of a brand new baby girl. Darcy and I had our first baby girl on June 1st. Her name is Talma Marie Ogandaga. She's named after my mom and my husband's mom. And we're so happy to have her as a part of our family. And we know that she is on assignment to us, and we are so excited about her role in the kingdom of God. But I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to the Orphan No More podcast. We have an on-time word tonight for you all. It's about 1:06 actually in the morning, so we're so excited to be up. There is no place that we would rather be than here ministering and doing what God would have us to do, walking in the calling that he's given for us. We had a really interesting day today. Actually, yesterday, a lot of things happened, and we were blessed with a testimony on our Facebook account. One of our friends had gone through a situation, and before the end of the day, we ourselves experienced the same situation. So tonight we're going to talk about a very on-time topic, taking the pressure off of some of you that you may be feeling. We're going to talk about regret. The title of this podcast is called Never Go Back. Although they come, you never go back. So first of all, I want to thank everyone for supporting us during our hiatus, during the process of birth, and allowing us to come back and be invited back into your homes or into your microphones or into your iPods. Thank you so much to everyone that's continuing to support the podcast with your donations. Thank you so much for everyone that's going on our page and submitting your messages and your words of encouragement. We really appreciate it. It really means a lot to us. And the Orphan No More podcast will continue to grow because of your support and your prayers. Thank you so much for everyone that's around the world that's tuning in. We really, really appreciate you. So let's get started. We're talking about regret. We're talking about taking the pressure off. We're talking about letting go of the past. As you know, Orphan No More focuses on so many topics, and we can just talk about Orphan No More until Jesus comes. Shock and denial and hurt and anger and all these things are associated with the orphan mentality. And as we talked about before, the orphan mentality is a mentality that's developed when someone occurs and goes through a serious traumatic situation in their life that causes them to feel disconnected from their source. Yes, they may have had physical parents, a mother and a father that passed away. But now that it's time for them to be able to accept the love of God, that love that can carry them on the rest of their life, they find a point in their life where they're not willing or able to accept this because of a mentality, a mindset. And this mindset keeps them disconnected from the love of God, therefore leading them into a spiral of dysfunctional relationships, dysfunctional ways of life, and dysfunctional behavior. So God has come to set us free. He said, whom I have set free is free indeed. He said he sent his word to deliver us from all of our destructions. And because of that, we are the righteousness of God and we are saved. So just want to encourage you on that subject. We had a really, as I was saying, a really great situation that happened today. It wasn't a great situation at the beginning, but God turned it around for good. We had one of our friends who had talked about at our yesterday book club a while ago about his life as a homosexual, and he was very transparent, and he was able to let our book club attendees know how God delivered him from a lifestyle of homosexuality. And through that, God blessed him to be able to be strengthened and converted into a powerful man of God with a powerful testimony, who is really wreaking havoc on the Satan's kingdom by spreading his testimony and his message of transparency about how God can deliver you from a lifestyle of homosexuality. He can clean you up and turn you into a God-fearing, tongue-talking man of God that's ready to seek the things of God, including a woman of God. So he had just put on his Facebook account about how he had gone through a situation today or yesterday, and how he was contacted by his former lover, who he had had a relationship with. And he had talked about the struggle that he had as of going through communicating with that person. And ironically, today he had gotten a whole bunch of hits on his Facebook page about how God delivered him and how he felt when he was communicating with this person, and how he noticed that God has turned his test into a testimony. And it was so powerful about how he just went through that process and was able to rely on not the arm of the flesh, but the arm of God to take him through that situation. Likewise, I was contacted today on my Facebook page by a former boyfriend who found me on Facebook. I'm telling you, Facebook is just, it's an interesting tool, I tell you. It's something that, you know, you want to connect to sometimes, but sometimes you just want to turn it off sometimes. But anyway, I was connected, you know, via chat and via a message by a former boyfriend who I was involved with, who actually smoked weed with while I was in school in Greensboro. And this person, you know, contacted me. I hadn't heard from him in years and years and years, and contacted me and, you know, told me that, you know, he had loved me and wished that he could, you know, have had a relationship with me and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, we know that will never happen. But he just wanted me to know that, you know, he's glad he found me and he's happy for me being married and with a child, and he wishes me the best. But yet and still, even though he didn't wish to reconcile or anything, just the mere fact of him reaching out to me during my friend's same situation let me know that many of people in the body of Christ are going through a situation, and even people in the world, not necessarily the body of Christ, are going through a situation where they're dealing with regret. So we want to define what regret is. Regret is an intelligent emotional dislike for past personal accounts and behavior. It's something that you can go through that will lead you into that orphan mentality that we talked about. It's causing feelings of devastation, feelings of shock, feelings of denial that you did not accomplish something that you were supposed to, or you let something that was very valuable to you go. But I wanted to share this song with you. I want to first of all give a shout out to Soulja Boy. I know you all know about Soulja Boy. I had the opportunity to be exposed to Soulja Boy during the BET Awards, and I'm telling you, his music is something else. But I'm going to sing this song for you, so don't laugh out there for those that are listening, because you're going to hear my Kinston accent plus my Atlanta accent trying to get the Collie Park on. But anyway, it has a point, I promise you. So he said, I jumped out of bed, got my swag on, took a look in the mirror, said, what's up? Yeah, I'm getting money. Oh, turn my swag on. Now it's time to turn it up. Yeah, put my team on, then my theme song. Now it's time to turn it up. Okay, don't email Soulja Boy and tell him that I was singing his song. Just listen to the point. The point is, just like Soulja Boy hopped out of bed and he turned his swag on, that thing that was in him that made him motivated to go out and get money, people wake up in the morning sometimes with an agenda. And I'm not, you know, owning his song or anything. I'm simply using it as a point of reference. A lot of times people wake up and you could have gone through a situation with them years past, and you could have been recovered from that situation. You could have been on with your journey, on with life, on with your healing and walking in your healing. And it's almost as if you're walking through the revolving door in Walmart and you see this person that you haven't seen in years, or like Facebook, this electronic tool, this social networking tool has presented someone in your back into your life that you had not seen in a long time. Maybe someone had paid, you know, $15 for a profile to locate you through the Yellow Pages and to get your phone number and contact you when you had told that person never to contact you again, and they decided they wanted to surprise you just to see if you're ready to handle them coming back into your life. A lot of times those things can present guilt. because you feel like you didn't handle that situation right, or the new life that God has given you, you don't feel like it could measure up to what you could have had. And I just want to let you know out there that regret leads to guilt. Guilt is another emotion that we feel when we have been faced again with a situation that we don't feel that we had the opportunity to settle. Guilt leads to shame. So you have guilt that's caused by regret. You have regret, guilt, and shame. Guilt leads to shame, as I was saying before. Shame is more so cultural than personal, because shame is something that the society wants to impart upon you. For instance, someone that was a homosexual, maybe they were involved and deeply involved in the gay community, and now that they have decided to change from that lifestyle, the culture does not embrace their change. The culture says, oh, you let us down, so don't even try to come around here ever again. Let's say someone had lived in the projects all of their life and they had the opportunity to get a better way of life, and they decided to move over to Buckhead. So whenever they came back to Bankhead, they were not welcomed or received. Or if someone made it big and went to the pros for basketball and they had the opportunity to come home and play on their home court, maybe the people that were growing up on their home court no longer want someone that has made it in the NBA to come and play on their court. They no longer fit. So it's that shame that society tries to impart upon you, that tries to make you feel like you should have stayed in that situation. But I'm telling you, the best thing for you is to do what it says in Philippians 3:13. One thing I do, I forget those things that lie behind, and I press forward to those things that lie ahead. God told us those things for a reason. He wants us to strain for those things and press on for those things that are ahead. That is the sure way that we will obtain victory from our situation. I'm telling you, when you stay in regret, when you stay in guilt, when you stay in shame, that leads to insanity. And we all know from what our pastor says that insanity is doing the same thing, expecting different results. And we all know there is no victory in insanity. Every ending, as Joyce Meyer says, always brings new beginnings. And a lot of times, Satan does not want us to change. He wants us to stay in this cycle of repetition to lead us to destruction. But I'm telling you that God came to set us free, y'all. He came to set us free from the drugs. He came to set us free from obesity. He came to set us free from homosexuality. He came to set us free from those spliffs. He came to set us free from prescription drugs. He came to set us free from everything that we have been attached to. God wants us to take the pressure off of us, and he wants us to know that his love is enough and his grace is enough. It's not based on what we have done or based on how perfect we are. It is all about his love and his grace. He wants to strip you down past your performance. He wants to strip you down past those things that you've done in your past. And he wants you to come to him as you are. As you are. And I'm telling you something that Joyce Meyer says that was very, very powerful. She said that emotions do have a voice. So just think about it. Every situation that we have gone through in life, we may have taken the time to get away from those things and to deal with those things. But I promise you, like Soldier Boy, someone is going to jump out of their bed one day, and something is going to jump out of their bed one day and approach you. It may be that you may have stopped smoking and you are just driving down the street and you see somebody smoking at the red light, and that smell comes into your car. I remember when I had, you know, let the weed go, and recently, you know, we were driving in the car and someone that was beside us was smoking a spliff, and that smell came and got in my nostrils. I had to pray in the Holy Ghost. Now, I know I would never be picking up a spliff again, but that smell just got in my nostrils and I was like, oh, what is this? There's an opportunity everywhere we go. But just like Joyce Meyer said, emotions have a voice. And we can, you know, be wounded by those voices, or we can be delivered by those voices and continue to walk in our deliverance. Every emotion can have the opportunity and the potential to wound you, because every emotion that's negative seeks to wound you with that voice, with that action, with that contact, with that connection. But God came to have us to press forward and to silence those emotions. So I'm telling y'all, like Soulja Boy, whenever those things get up, whenever those things jump out of bed and turn their swag on, you turn your theme song up. You turn it up, like he said, I turn my theme song up. You turn it up. Turn on the radio. Turn it on to Coco Brothers, or turn it on, you know, to Joyce Myers, or turn it on to Pastor Dollar. Turn it on to Pastor Taffy that talks about emotions. Turn it on to Cynthia Braxton. Find another way, another channel. And I want to give my brother a congratulations because he passed the test. He passed the test. He said it was hard on the flesh. But like I said, we don't rely on the arm of the flesh. We rely on the Holy Spirit to guide us. He said that he was able to communicate with his former lover. He was able to, you know, answer the questions. He asked him if he would ever get married again. And he did tell him, yes, I will get married. But it won't be to a man. It will be to a woman of God, because I'm a man of God. Just like when my ex contacted me today, I had to let him know that my husband treats me very well. And we're walking in the love of God, and we're doing the calling that God has for our life. And there is no barrier that you can try to come between. No, no. There's a hedge of protection around us. Just as there's a hedge of protection around you. God wants your ending to come to an end so that he can give you a new beginning. God wants to deliver you from the misery. And he wants to give you hope. And he wants to give you joy. He wants to give you hope and future for your situation. So I just want to let you know. Be encouraged. If you continue to walk in insanity, then you will experience justification. You'll feel like that what you are doing is for a good reason, that you're trying to, you know, continue to help someone. There's a time when you have to cut those things off. Remember, regret leads to guilt. Guilt leads to shame. Shame is cultural. Shame is societal. Shame is what the society wants to impart on you. If you continue to walk in that cycle, that'll make you insane. And if you continue to do those same things, expecting same results, you're going to be justifying your actions before long. So I'm telling you, set yourself free. Ask God to set you free. We're going to pray now that God will set you free. God said that he sent his word, and his word healed us and delivered us from all of our destruction. Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus came to set us free. So we thank you, Father, for everyone that's tuned in to the Orphan No More podcast. We thank you, Father, that this word is going to be setting people free, that they don't have to live with regret, they don't have to live with guilt, that they don't have to live with shame from the society, that they don't have to be insane, and therefore they don't have to justify their actions. But they can know, Lord, that they don't have to deal with the arm of the flesh, but they can deal with the Holy Spirit that came to give them guidance and came to set them free. Thank you, Father, that we know that emotions have a voice, but we choose to listen to your voice. We choose to listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Father God, for the wisdom of God to break free and to stay free. Thank you, Father, for the wisdom to know when to let go and to stay gone until we are strong enough to be able to handle those things in our past and be able to set those things on before the Holy Spirit rather than to fall subject to them. We thank you, Father, for deliverance. And for those that are wanting to receive Jesus as their Savior, we thank you, God, that they are going to receive you. They're going to ask you to come in and to save you, save them, to deliver them from their destruction. And they're going to find a Bible-based church, Lord, that's near them. And they're going to continue to seek you. And they're going to continue to walk strong. We thank you again for listening to the Orphan No More podcast. Send us an email. Let us know how you're doing. If you are able to, thank you for giving your donations to this podcast as we'll continue to reach the world with this podcast. Thank you so much. Let us know your testimonies. Let us know how you're doing. Continue to email us on Facebook. We thank you. We love you. And have a good night.
For more information about Danida Ogandaga and our book club, you can reach her at danidaogandaga@hotmail.com. Danida Ogandaga, DANITAOGANDAGA@hotmail.com. And if you are in Atlanta, you can come and assist to our Esther Day Book Club at 6 p.m. every first Sunday of the month at Barnes & Noble's in Fayetteville, Georgia. Thank you so much for your love and support.